Got the ball.
Oh. check.
Check.
It is your boy, Jason Brown, a.k.a. JB3. You're listening to The Legacy Show, Purple Haze Radio, Dash Radio, Hollywood, Cali. As a matter of fact, we are here in the valley. Let me stop rhyming on these fools. Yo, before I introduce the homie, talk a little bit about the young homie that's just coming around through Purple Haze Radio. We see in his face a lot more often. Got a few products.
You did.
Got his product manager walking around. Ghost products that we got coming through. Man.
Shout out Ghost.
Yo, who? Yo, my man Julian, who's another JB. We'll get to that too, Julian. What is up, my man? Julian Brodus, everybody. We don't have the claps. We'll get there. We're going to add the claps automatically. Just imagine. We're going to add the claps audio. Yeah. Just imagine that there's some claps going on. But there's some smoke going on right now since I have Purple Haze Radio, Dash Radio. Welcome
up
to Purple Haze Radio, man.
Hey, man. Thank you for having me here, bro. I'm blessed. I'm thankful for the opportunity.
And let's be honest, bro. Let's just be real. It's not your first time. So,
it's
you know.
Not. But, you know, I'm blessed to be on the show for the first time.
That's
not the last.
Up, bro. That's how you got to look at it, man. You're blessed to wake up every day, right?
Every 24.
Every 24 and 366 on the leap year.
366.
Right.
Damn.
Right. So, yo, Julian.
I'm all ears.
You and I just recently met my manager, Jimmy. Shout out Jimmy.
Yep, shout out
and,
Jimmy.
And your
shout
guy, EV, linking us up. You came through Nightbird Studios.
Ooh, it was a good time.
Yeah, man, Nightbird's cool.
We had a good experience, you know, a lot of new people.
Do you like Nightbird in comparison to other studios?
Yeah, bro, Nightbird is a pretty good studio. I've been to a few good ones in my life. Like, I got the opportunity to work with Wiz and the Paramount A studio. Well, I don't know what number, A letter, whatever it is, bro.
Yeah.
But it's some crazy, it's the cabin one. So it's like themed specifically to be like homey and cozy.
Yeah.
And then the other best studio I've ever been with was for sure, like, you know, my boy Mad Lion. He's got some crazy shit. That's a crazy dope studio. Some Louis V print. It's dope, bro. It's hard.
Back to what I was saying because I haven't said that on the record yet. But your birthday's coming up. I was thinking we should do like a studio party. But yo, before we get any further, man, it's Purple Haze Radio. We're recording right now. We got Mac in the back in the kitchen cooking up a pizza. We about to dig in. Anyway, what is it? What's like a track you listen to when you smoke? You know, since we're getting ready to blaze, what's the song you usually listen to? Or what are you listening to now?
Well, I've been listening to a lot of different things. I listen to my own music when I smoke. I listen to a lot of Wiz, though. Wiz and Nipsey, a lot of Boss music. I like to make plans when I smoke, bro.
Okay, Wiz and Nipsey, name one of their songs. We'll play it off of Spotify right now.
Ooh, we could play Ocean Views by Nipsey. It's a song that his video is dope, bro. He shot it in like Newport, and I've always drove through Newport, so it felt like, damn, you know, it's cool, bro.
Let's hear it.
I talk shit, but she know it's true. Ocean views, small circle, it's a chosen few. I wrote it down and I followed through. I bought a pound and we rode the fuel. I talk shit, but she know it's true. Blessings, bitches in my section. Yo, with all this money, I'm obsessive. Weapons, turning off y'all extras. Turning off this bullshit direction. Turning up my grind.
I rock with this and I heard this one before.
Just something to smoke and ride to, man.
Smoking, man. How long you been smoking for?
First time I ever was encountered with marijuana was like 9, 8. I was in a hot box. I'm not going to say with who because, you know, I was fucking awfully young. But that person knows who they are. And they were grateful for showing me that experience because it taught me what California is really about, bro. Like, I just came back from Jersey at that point.
Oh, really? So you spent some time in Jersey?
Oh, man. I was out there for 4 years. 4 to 7.
I got family. I got some family out there in Jersey, actually.
Bro, Jersey's cool, bro. It's very relaxed.
I hadn't been back there in a minute.
Yeah, it's very different.
My manager's from out there.
Jimmy.
Oh. So were you going to school out there in Jersey?
Yeah, I did. I went to some little elementary school out there. It was fun, bro. It was a good time. I fuck with Jersey a lot. Like, Jersey, like, you could actually see snow.
So, where'd you... I mean, yeah, that's, you can see snow in California, though. It's in Big Bear.
But real snow. Like, where you can't... Where you have to miss school because of it.
It snows in Big Bear. You'll be all right.
It snows in Big Bear?
Yeah. Big snow Bear. Out here.
Big Bear. Big Bear is cool, but, I watched this movie called Cabin Fever one time, bro, and I'm just never since that.
Yeah.
Never can fuck with the cabins, bro.
Yo, you'll be all right, man. Just get you some. Always take a chick to cold weather.
Ooh.
You know, amen. Don't. Or just be prepared to be gunning, but sometimes you get snowed in and you can't go nowhere.
Can't go nowhere.
So, you know what I'm saying?
Can't go a single place. You just trapped at home.
You know, sometimes, you ever heard the saying, never take sand to the beach?
Oh, yeah. Jay-Z. I've heard it from him.
Yeah, that don't always... That's not always true.
No, bring sand to the beach.
Yeah, don't bring sand to the beach. Nah, sometimes you might want to take the sand to the beach because the sand at the other beach might not be good sand.
Ah,
so
you need,
I rather,
good sand.
You know what? I rather be guaranteed than to be taking a risk.
I love that, bro. Because yeah, you know what I say? I heard this from one of my friends when I was in college. Stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
That's a good way of looking at it too. Like, always on, you know?
Always on.
And so, do you travel?
Yeah, I traveled all across the United States, but I haven't gone out of the country just yet. Well, I'm looking forward to doing
that's
that.
Next, man. You got your passport?
Not yet. No,
you
got to
get that
yeah.
passport, bro. You know what? Monday morning, get your passport. Go get in line.
On the 20th birthday, bro, I'm not going to go.
What? That's a good birthday. That's a gift, man. What are you talking about? A passport?
People, I'm not trying to stand in line.
Bro,
though.
bro. People are dying for passports.
But, bro, look. You know your birthday is valuable time. Very valuable fucking time. So you're just like, oh, man, I got to go do something productive on my birthday. This joint is burning awfully, but we're on.
So you rolled it, you know.
You know I did.
I'm over here smoking on the hemp wrap, trying to stay clear. What's another track? Give me another track that you would be blazing to. You just want to let it ride.
Some Wiz Khalifa.
All right, so play us. What's the track?
What you got on there on Spotify?
It's Spotify.
It goes all the way back.
It's the pro Spotify, pal.
Okay, play the Time Goes By. It's on like his album when he was 19. So it's a good album. It's very, you know, young. I listen to it, bro, because I'm in the car a lot nowadays.
Okay.
And he just talks about some true shit.
Yeah.
God said, to whom he gives, much is to be expected. I'm living proof of that. I'm drinking this liquor, smoking this weed. I did through it, though. See, before this rap shit, I ain't really have no problems. Now I gotta carry revolvers, cause niggas are starving. And I ain't gave a played out yet. Going hard and I ain't played out yet. And them hoe niggas talking, I got something to say about that. They talk greasy when they see me, dog, they ain't about that. Niggas.
I rock with this too, man, to be honest with you, it's pretty good.
I'm 100, you can bank on that. Got my bank off fat, yeah, I'm doing my thing here. Heard my first track thinking that's when I came here. Was actually raised here, but wasn't born. Who could give a fuck? My whole family, as far as I can go back, stayed here. It's not a mystery. That's why I graduated high school, went to middle school and elementary. So don't say shit to me, cause bitch, if I ain't the prince, show me who the fuck it is if it isn't me. You niggas history, I'm looking like the future. Only know how to ball, something like a hooper. Swishes of that Cali bomb, smelling like a fruit cup. Yeah, I got heart but never claimed to be too tough. But never said that my homies don't shoot stuff. Real street niggas, no talking, just do stuff. In the club, Patron and lime juiced up. Reppin' that Ross from Heavy Hustle, I'm trued up. I'm
with some. You know, I prefer older Wiz, to be honest. I mean, younger Wiz.
Oh, see, that's the great debate. See, I'm a little biased, bro, because when I was around him, he was making, like, Black Hollywood still. Like, he just came fresh off that album, like, when I first met him. So I was already listening to Wiz, the younger Wiz, the Cushion OJ. I'm like, bro, I got starstruck when I first met, bro, because, you know, like, it was like, damn, bro, I used to really watch your shit when I was 11. And it would be just him doing cool shit that you've never seen in videos before, like, you know, smoking and riding in the car. Bro, what? you know, there's only a handful of artists that were getting away with smoking videos for a minute. Every other video was just a bunch of women shaking ass, you know, money being thrown in the air, regular shit. But he was doing it like almost some cool, laid back, I'm in the 6'4" type shit, you know. And I fuck with that, bro. I fuck with the whole Cali, you know, because it's me, it's West Coast.
Right.
You know, you get it, bro. You know what it is.
And so, where exactly are you from in the West Coast?
California. Long Beach, California. I lived a little bit in Orange County as well when I was in high school. So, you know, I got a little bit of fun.
Now, for those for those people that are listening and vibing out with us on Purple Haze Radio, it's Dash Radio. It's your boy Jason Brown, a.k.a. JB3, and Julian Brodus. Brother Brodus, as we like to say, who is the son of Snoop Dogg, Calvin. And so... we want to go into that a little bit. What has that been like for you, kind of like growing up under that limelight? Because I have, you know, my own thing, as people know that are listening to me. But your situation is different because, kind of, you know, I'm actually a third generation. I'm actually not the son of James Brown. You know, that would be my mom and my chain or you know, my family tree. What's it like being like the second generation of?
Honestly, bro, it's pretty fucking cool. Like, I used to always run away from it, bro. I used to really have problems with it. And I used to be like, damn, why am I so much like this goofy dude that's on TV all the time? Yeah. And then I realized what I was saying to myself. I was like, he's doing what he wants to do and people love it. So what am I to, you know, be any feeling, any type of way of for? I love it. I'm all for it. I'm down with it. I used to be like, damn, bro, I'm a lanky, tall dude.
Yeah.
You know, I'm kind of clumsy. What the fuck is going on with my life?
Well, you hoop, though, right? You hoop.
Yeah, bro, but I was a baseball player at first. I started playing
baseball. Get into the mic.
I started playing baseball when I was 3.
Okay. How tall are you, bro?
6'5", 6'6".
Yeah. Nah, you ain't 6'6", man. You probably 6'5", maybe 6'4". I don't think you're that tall. But anyway... Anyway, we need to hoop. We need to hoop one of these days, man. I'm down to see what you're about. I'm not a baller like that, but I can pull up, you know, a few jumpers and wet a few shots and make a few layups, miss a few layups, you know what I'm saying?
Team player.
But yeah, I'm a better passer.
I respect
And I'm
that.
A better defender.
I respect
and
that.
And I hustle. I don't mind cherry picking or...
See, I cherry picked a lot when I was playing in, like, bro, I lived in Marietta when I was playing at prep school. It was
Where
awful.
Is this?
This is, like, south, like, by San Diego.
Yeah, because I'm from Georgia, you know. You from Cali. I ain't from here like that. You have Man. To tell me. By the way, I listened to Moneybagg Yo recently.
Tough.
This shit right here, he should be thumping. Got it. I'll turn this up just a little bit. But yeah, man, being the son of Snoop Dogg has got to be interesting. Like, so you have your, with that, you've kind of gotten into the marijuana game. Like, what do you have going on with that?
So right now I got a couple brands I'm partnering up with and, you know, pushing forward. You know, because I'm all about ownership, man. Everything that I do, I got to have ownership in it because I'm studying from the greats. I got people before me like Wiz Khalifa, Nipsey Hussle, and my father that are bosses. And, you know, they make sure that they own what they do, like they own the rights. Like, there's, you know, you don't want to be stuck one day later on like, damn, I'm not getting any more royalties because we fell out with. No, like, you know, we're in this. This is a partnership. Let's work. Let's make life come from it. And the only way to put life into it is to put your all in the work. So I'm thankful, man. You know, like, it's opened up like doors for my vape cartridge line. And, you know, this new syrup I got, bro, we got some crazy shit coming out. This fool Ghost gave me some shit, bro. Some cool shit, bro. Yeah.
That's what it's about, man. The legacy show, bro. That's why it's called the legacy show, because you starting your own thing. You know what I mean? And you do have a legacy that you come from, but that is not something you can always rely on, you know? That'll make you kind of lazy, or that'll make you kind of like, you know, it'll just lame you out. You know, you should definitely.
You always want to strive for something in life, bro.
You definitely want to strive for something, and you want to advance.
You know
what it is that you come from. You know what always. I'm saying?
It's like we're on the porch. You know, me and you, bro. We both like on the porch. Like, there's been a fucking house built already. The foundation is there.
Yeah, just gotta.
You just gotta
make your way.
You gotta
to
expand
porch.
On the porch, bro.
Absolutely.
Look, we were in OC together. Me and this boy having a good time, man. And you know, he was DJing out there. He did his thug this little man. He did his thing. And then, you know, there was a few beautiful women DJing as well up there. It was a good time. Good. vibes, all of that. And I'm thankful, man. It's dope. We're living a lit young life, bro.
I think for me, I have my grandfather, and then I have my mother, because she started a school in my granddad's name. And on that aspect, I'll change the music up because it's a little different. And the cool thing about it is that the school teaches ages, from 4 to 18, James Brown music. And
that's so dope, bro.
And so it's like, it's interesting because people rock with kids learning. People always are into like education. And so the cool thing about education is everyone wins, and it's music. So it's an art that's not being really held into the schools anymore. And so I think it's good. It's a good thing to be a part of.
Bro, music is the best thing ever. You can tie music in with real life. Everything I do, it has to have rhythm now. Ever since that's I've true. Learned music the correct way by being around all the OGs who have made classics. Bro, it's dope, man. It's really sweet. And I'm just proud to, be able to drop all this music soon this week type shit. So, everybody be on the lookout.
Yeah, man. Yo. Take your time with the music. You know what I'm saying?
Always.
And because it's not a rush.
It's never
life,
a rush.
Life is not a rush. It's definitely a race like that. It's just not a sprint. It's a marathon. And so, like I was, your product manager, Ghost, earlier. He was spitting real shit earlier that, it's good that you and I are collaborating and we're putting our heads together because there's nothing wrong with that. It's actually,
we're making some organic fire shit, bro.
Yeah. Well, the fact that we can come together and realize things are collaborative is a good thing too. Cause an ego, can kind of block a blessing. What I'm saying? I think that, and you know what? Before I get too far off into the funk, I'm gonna play one of my Wiz tracks that I like. Because I wanted to say that too.
It's so fucking difficult to, be like, damn, bro.
Yeah. But no. What was I saying before that?
You were talking about, oh shit, we were high on this radio station and we just forgot our conversation. I think. You were talking about, be it an ego blocking and blessing.
Yeah, dude. So, it's good to not have that. I try not to have one. I think I do at some point.
You have to.
Because everybody you does. Do, because you,
I have
you know,
one,
you
bro.
Have to.
I'm fucking Gemini.
Oh, really?
Yeah, bro.
That's what's up, man. Your birthday's coming up.
Yeah.
How old are you getting ready to turn? When's your birthday?
2-0. You know what time it is, man.
Big 20.
You know we're going to do it right. We're going to do something lit this weekend. I don't know what it is.
Well, you missed my birthday. My birthday is 420. April 20th.
What?
Yeah.
No, we're getting toasted next
yeah,
week.
Yeah, next time, bro. Hell, you know what? Every 420 p.m., a.m. Well, not a.m. because I'm probably asleep. But if I'm not at work and hopefully no one from the job is hearing this yet, hopefully I've moved on by the time this really blows up because – when you think about it, this is Purple Haze Radio. This is the channel. We're getting ready to be one of the most booming channels on Dash Radio. Purple Haze Radio. Purple Haze Channel. Dash Radio. Purple Haze Channel. Dash Radio. See, this is why I like this always. It's got me hyped. And this is the legacy show. Yo, the time is either 4:20 a.m. on a Wednesday morning, 7:10 a.m. also on a Wednesday morning, or 4:20 p.m. midday, midweek, on a Wednesday afternoon. You're listening to the Jason Brown Legacy Show with my man Julian Brodus, an entrepreneur, a rapper. I think he's kind of a nerd, but he's my homie now. We've been kicking it. We've putting our minds together. We've been going to parties together, estate parties. We're not going to get deep into that.
We done did some things.
You're not gonna get deep into that.
All I know is, hey, don't be a jealous dude in public around us.
No.
We're not trying to take your chick. She's just trying to take us. We're not even going for it. She just coming to us. Oh shit.
This is sometimes what you have to deal with. But that's how we do on the Legacy Show. We just turn up, we do what we gotta do, and we are who we are.
We make stories, man. This is why we're great, bro. You know, you can just work hard and live life and smile. That's the most important part about it all. We remember.
There's nothing wrong with that at all, man.
There's nothing wrong with a smile.
You gotta be
positive. Even the toughest dude's gotta smile. You know, you gotta be happy about something. Fuck. Life is good if you know you.
What's one good thing you're happy about right now since you're on that track?
Man, bro, I'm about to turn 20 years old, bro, and like, I'm doing me. I'm doing what I want to do. Like I thought I was gonna be like, you know, I knew I was gonna do some fun shit, bro. So I just had to follow it. I had to be creative, bro. I was chained and restricted a lot by some bullshit when I would get myself into some shit, and I'd just get myself out, and then build again, bro. Now I'm like already built. Now I'm ready to start working. Now I'm working on martial arts, so my mind is in a different
space. What type are you getting ready to train?
I want to do K-1 first.
What's K-1?
Japanese kickboxing.
Oh, okay, you did tell me that once before. Mm-hmm. And then, I like BJJ, actually.
That's that strong arm shit. Yeah. You got to be ready for that. That's some good shit to get into, though. But I'm doing boxing already in Long Beach, bro. And I'm, fuck, bro. I was there for a day, and, you know, I had some shit come up. So, you know, I've been moving around a lot. And then boom, bow. Now I'm like ready to start.
It's disciplining. Martial arts is disciplining. Bro, it's good.
Learning in the point system, bro. I'm very strategic with the way that I want to train myself, bro. I'm very warrior, like living in the way of a warrior for sure. Like, I want to do boxing first to gain the 2-point system, then go to K1 because K1 teaches you kicks and punches first, and teaches you how to make, you know, kick and punch.
So in kickboxing, can you not tackle somebody and just like pick them up and slam them?
It's boxing, bro. It's like wrestling kind of, like, it's like fucking different, bro. You could really fuck somebody up and kick.
Explain. So you just said wrestling. So can you go grab somebody? It's kind of kickboxing.
I think they're different from mixed martial arts.
So explain.
Martial arts is, you know, just one style of fighting. So you just kick, and it's just a straight up kickboxing match. Like, you know, you can just kick. You can't just tackle a nigga.
It's only kick and punch.
Yeah, you just can't. You can't tackle. Hey, you cannot tackle somebody.
Is there
in kickboxing?
Is there certain places you can't kick?
Oh no, I think everything is like, you can fuck somebody up.
Even growing.
I think that's probably a point off. I feel like it's regular boxing. You know, regular boxing, you can't just punch somebody in the dick. Like, that's not, they're not going for that.
You can't hit him in the back of the head either.
Yeah, they're not going for certain things, but you can probably kick the shit out of somebody.
But you can hit him in the back of the head and like
fucking blind.
And like UFC shit and MMA. Would you do that shit?
No.
They whoop your ass.
Look, bro, I'm not about to go against no Brock Lesnar. I respect them. I'm ready to just, you know, train myself and become a way of the world. Nah, bro, I'm cool right now. You know, I'm not really with all that. I don't need all that. I'm just trying to be a blessed artist preaching this good word to these peoples in the world that want to hear it, man.
Julian.
Shout out to all the beautiful women.
What's another smoking song?
Another smoking song. Ooh, This Weed Is Mine by Snoop Doggy Dogg. It's a good ass smoking song. I wanna run with you all night. That's some real player shit.
I wake up early in the morning, it feels so good. Smoking on some shit that you wish you could. Jealousy, envy, please don't feel bad. This weed is mine, get your own bag. A sack full of OG under lock and key. None for the homies, this is all for me. Got a blunt looking like a Cali palm tree. Police roll by, I got nothing on me. Cause the smoke's already in the air. I'm loped up with 2 braids in my hair. All star with the khaki suit. I'ma fuck around and take it back to classic Snoop. On the east side, standing on the VIP. Back then, the only red was my EYE. Use a PYT, and you looking so fine. I'm sorry, baby girl, but tonight,
this weed is mine. This weed is mine. You can have it. This weed is mine. This weed is mine. You can have it. This weed is mine.
Back to the episode, sacks full of chronic. Out of this world, could relax on a comet. This is church music, listen to the choir.
Out of this world, I could relax on a comet.
D-O-double-G like never heard before. Smoking that bomb like...
What is it like for you when you hear like your pop's music, you know, on the radio, or when people Because it's for you and living on the West Coast, it should be, I would assume it's like a everyday, maybe overwhelming kind of thing. No?
I'm an extraordinary human.
What does that mean?
I just deal with it, bro. I love it, man. I love everything about it, bro. Like, I, you know, a lot of people get bugged about things, bro, but I learned to love it, bro, and it's turned out, you know, people don't even mind it. Like, hey, you're cool, bro.
Well, was there a moment where you didn't? And you said, yeah, like you just said, yeah, you learned to love it. So was there?
Yeah, bro. I had a lot of issues with that, bro. A lot of crisis with that. Like, I was like, fuck, bro. I was going through a lot. I was like a real move maker. I was just making my moves, and I was just having fun, living life, bro. I didn't really care about a lot of things. But I had to get right. You know, a lot of situations made me, you know, be like, okay, my life is serious.
Yeah, I think that it's interesting that we're collaborating, because just like how I played some of my granddad's music, you're playing your pop's music, we can kind of both relate to that aspect. It's like that music kind of, it's not our music exactly, but it kind of comes from something that, the same thing that we come from.
That, you know, our music, bro.
You should, well, yeah, to the level of like, which you get residuals, or you get, you know, you're a part of whatever, copyrights or whatever, something like that. But, you know, you didn't create it at the same moment, and your dad is still out doing it. My granddad's passed away. He's an old guy, but your pop looked up to my granddad a tremendous amount. I could pull up pictures of them. As a matter of fact, I don't know if I ever told you this, but in my granddad's let me turn the music down, because in my granddad's oh, it's going down anyway. At my granddad's house, he had a chair that he always, you know, would dry, you know, he was under the blow dryer getting his hair dry.
Yeah.
And right above that, like a few, two or three shelves up, was this Snoop Dogg autographed photo, and it was heavily autographed. It was like, you know, your nephew Snoop Dogg, kind of something like that, the dog father, you know, the dog son or something like that. Super dope. But there's also this snippet that I wanted to play, because your pop talks about this.
My name is Dick
Stone.
Dick Danglin. I'm the whole strangler. My name is Hula Dula, the whole house ruler. Dimp, the ladies pimp. No, what up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg coming at you live and direct.
This is fucking comedy. Oh, man, that song, man. I love that song.
Pharrell,
my mom's
first
song.
Started working together in the 90s.
She
based on me having a love for the music that he was creating and the songs he was producing for artists that were my friends. So we, you know, made a connection. I came to him.
Man, Pharrell's one of the,
you know, a bond
fucking,
yeah, you,
people I
you've
would
hung
love
out with
to.
Pharrell every now and then, right?
No, bro. One person I knew.
Oh, okay.
One person in my life that, like, if I had to reach out to, I would want to reach out to Pharrell.
Yeah.
You know, I love Pharrell's music, bro. Like, Pharrell's music brightens my day.
Really?
I love Jaden Smith's
Clinton
music
here,
too.
James Brown.
I love that, you know,
funk
bass sound
records
that everybody got. That, like,
turn that back.
Funk bass records.
Ooh.
Brown, Rick James, hearing Anita Ward, Ring My Bell, George Clinton here, and James Brown. Just hearing those funk bass records.
Funk.
The ultimate funk moment would be the 3-hour sit down that I had with James Brown. I had a radio show back then, the Big Snoop Dogg radio show.
Wait, came up. Look at this. Here we are on a radio show. I got a radio show.
Ah.
And you're on my show. You know what? That's kind of like, you know what? That's the figure eight.
It is.
That's infinity. It's going in and out just like that.
That's fucking trippy, bro.
My house, and we did a 3-hour
this
interview.
This is like a trip session.
We just talked and had a great time, and you know, it was one of those
we've definitely
divine
done that
moments for me. You know what I'm saying? So I was more excited and, you know, honored that he even knew who I was. You know what I'm saying? Like, James Brown knew who I was.
Did you have a sense when you were with him that day that it was going to be your last chance?
No. Actually, I thought we were going to work together and do some songs and do some music because the conversation was so strong and so great. But during the interview, it was like it wasn't no time to stop the interview and go do a song. But I had some music playing that was so right for him, but we just couldn't get to it. And it was like that was next on the plate was, okay, now I got to go do a record with James Brown. That's the ultimate feat.
What was the last thing you said to each other before you left?
That I love you and I'll see you soon.
What's the most memorable thing James told you that day?
Snoopy, no matter whatever you do, don't you ever cut your hair, because your hair is your strength.
Oh,
is that, man. And that's deep, bro. Like, and you know what? He also said that.
That's some very moving shit, bro.
That is moving. He also
that is very moving.
He said that on his documentary when he did the trip to Jamaica. That documentary, I forget the name of it.
Reincarnated.
You would absolutely know. And so, dope how things are happening this way because we have work to do. It's unfortunate that your dad didn't get to work with his idol.
Look how the world works, though, bro. We go
get
this.
We can intertwine something that platforms positivity and that also gives back and inspires others to collaborate. And it's not about ego, you know. It's about realizing what you have to bring to the table and putting your side and putting your input
spin on it.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. And so in some ways I would take the realm because I'm just a bit older, but you got your own thing and you got your own crowd, you know what I'm saying? And so you're younger, you have more ahead of you, and that's what it's about. As to always, the big homies should always reach down to the young homies and be like, yo, do this, do that. Cause
hey, Jimmy, you hear this shit? He's trying to give me that 50 knows. I'm 50 years old, you're 10. Let me give you. Nigga, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, you act like you ain't got a lot to do and a lot to accomplish.
Oh, yeah, no. And there's definitely more.
You've definitely got some shit to do right now.
There's
we know it. There's
definitely more, but hey. You always gotta listen to the slight big homies too. Be like,
you
hey,
gotta
man,
get
we gotta
old,
have
bro.
Fun too. We gotta have fun in the meantime. The old guys want us to work because they can't work like we can. You know, they on crutches and sneaking by and
drinking Patron.
Yeah, drinking Patron outside. You know, in the jacuzzi,
like chilling. Yeah, with the cast on. Drinking Patrol with a cast though.
Next track that you would want to generally smoke to. And do you prefer like papers, bongs, or?
Okay, I love papers, bro. I just smoked the whole J. So we're going to smoke a whole nother one.
Yeah, no, definitely smoke another one. Roll it up.
We're going to smoke a couple ones.
Let me roll it up this time.
Okay, let me see what you got,
and
man.
I'm going to play a song and I'm going to roll it up to the song.
Okay.
What's another smoking song that you. You know what? I'll play another smoking song that
I like
to vibe
to. Let me hear what you
to.
Got, please. All right. I was, bro, you know, I listen to a lot of different music. I listen to rock music, bro. I don't listen to a lot of rock music. I listen to everything. This is some good shit. I remember watching this shit in 2011 when this nigga had the yellow motherfucking Challenger.
I remember listening to the song before the video ever really came out.
I remember the video, tough.
Yeah, but I don't remember. I mean, I do remember the video, but and we can watch it anytime because thanks to YouTube. But this is one of the songs that first I was really zoning on. I was getting high. This song right here. I was actually breaking up with a chick, and these are like the lyrics of this shit was like perfect. It was like fuck it. And you know what? No, fuck that. We're not going to roll anything. We're going to hit the bong.
Hey, bro, he had the coldest Louis V bong. He was that nigga. He had the coldest.
Wiz?
Yeah, bro, he had the coldest Louis V bong a long time ago. He used to always put it in the day-to-day. Nigga was fly for that.
What made it a Louis V bong?
I think he actually had a Louis V bong. He had it like originally, bro, before all the bootleg shit was coming out. So if you gotta give him that, because he had it originally.
What kind of material was it made out of?
I don't know. I wasn't around then smoking weed. He was smoking weed before I was like born.
A lot of people smoking weed before you're born.
You know, so I can't even
That's nothing
cap.
New.
Yeah, I can't even cap. I smoke a lot of Kush, though. And I'm thinking about that pizza heavy.
Yeah, text one of the guys outside.
My phone isn't that in my hand.
I got my phone.
Bone ribs.
Yeah, you gotta take some bone ribs with me.
Bone,
you know what?
Ribs.
As I pull out my phone, man, I hate getting text messages. Am I the only one, bro? I just do not like getting hit up sometimes. I just like to be unbothered.
Yeah, I fucking feel you. I just want to get high. I duck them.
Shit about her. There you go. I think every time I get hit up, it's just like someone's calling me to do something. Someone's calling me to do something. And that's
lame
true.
Shit. They want something from me, bro. I'm going to get to it, bro. I'm working hard. I'm trying to keep my fucking sanity intact, bro. I'm going through that super shit.
Yo, but you know what? No millionaire billionaire is in their comfort zone all the time. They're always changing it up. They're always trying to better themselves in some form or fashion. You can't do it
bro.
All at once. It takes a team, and it takes motivation. It takes.
You don't stay a millionaire by staying inside.
No, not at all. It takes
move maker.
It takes proper mentality, getting your mind right, being healthy, having the right team. Things just gotta be going the right way, and it's all gotta work. You know, if you get that vibe, someone's not clicking, or it's just, you know, they lagging. You know, you might have to move on to your own
disconnect.
Thing, and that's okay.
It's okay to disconnect.
Because it's 365 in the year, 24 hours in the day. That's okay.
Look, bro, you can go to a whole new country and be a whole new person.
Yo.
Hey, shout out to the fucking other continents in the world, bro. We love you. We love you. We love
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. To the
here.
Ones that we can't even speak their language. They're probably listening to us. You know, in the UK, they can listen to us.
I love that. Yeah, I hope you guys are smoking.
When you get your
UK.
Passport, we'll be able to go, homie.
Hey.
And do some business with some people out there.
A lot of business.
But I mean, the ones that come out here to LA, LA is a big vacation spot.
I love Australia. Australia has some beautiful women.
You've
sure.
been there?
I got a few friends from there.
Okay, so you love Australian women. You don't love Australia.
Sucker shit. I don't love women. I adore them.
Ah, okay.
You know? You gotta appreciate all the women that are good in life, man. You can't downplay no good women, man. For real.
No.
2018. You gotta gratify them. You gotta gratify a woman that you know is independent and she's killing the game. Oh my god, that's the best shit ever. Go
Absolutely.
Go girl. Go handle that woman. You know.
But I mean, hey, let's be honest. No one's getting married anytime soon.
No.
So.
Nah, cause look,
do your thing.
Just have fun, live
travel
life.
World,
live
you know
life.
What I'm
if you're young, if you're like 21 and you're thinking about getting married, I think you need to reevaluate a lot of shit. Because young marriage is, you know, it's good sometimes. It works, like 5 out of 10 times, 4 out of 10.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm gonna say four.
I'm gonna say four. If they behead you, if you're getting divorced, they last forever.
But well, you know, it don't really matter, man. We all one. We all the same person. I don't know why we judge so hard on that. That shit is, you know, but it is what it is. We live in a world where that's a thing.
What if there was a rule, or what if there was like this world with no laws, no moral laws at all? Like
no laws.
Laws like physical laws. Of like
this
you know gravity and all that, but I mean
this will be a fucking different place.
What if it was so orderly though?
It would be way better.
That
people,
because
people wouldn't want to break shit. They would be like, "Damn, that's okay for me to do."
Because
holy shoot,
there's tons of places in out in the desert or wilderness or wherever
that aren't even like regular
that are they're not robbing and killing each other. So they can leave their stuff outside. And no one's getting ready to take it. They can leave their stuff outside.
Who the fuck do you know lives in the desert like that? What?
Good though. You go anybody in Palm Springs or Palm?
Oh, you just played Coachella Valley so tough, nigga. Wow, I like Coachella, bro. I'm trying to San perform, man. Too.
It's all the same.
Shout out Coachella. If y'all looking at this, people who represent Coachella one day, maybe it's, you know.
Well, the cameras aren't on, so they're not looking.
Well, if they hear about this,
listening,
if they listen. To
this. And as a matter of fact, if you're listening, this is the Legacy Show. It's your boy Jason Brown with the homie.
Julian Broaddus. I'm going to whisper it to your homie.
He's got a problem. He's been smoking a little too much. I thought this guy was a smoker. He snoops some, but he can't really smoke like that. I mean, but he's a young guy, so, you know. Even though he's been smoking since he was 9.
Bro, we hitting the bones.
I don't
still.
Get it.
I don't know what he's talking
I don't
about.
Get it, man. Yo. Purple Haze Radio. Dash Radio.
Smoking all lit. Fucking day.
It is... It's probably about, well, the show started at 4:20 or 7:10. How long have we been recording for? Bit of logic. Let's be legit. Been recording for a minute. Julian.
Yes, sir.
Now that you are becoming more of a business guy, what do you see yourself doing with the cannabis industry? Let's not forget, this is Purple Haze Radio Dash Radio Cannabis Lifestyle Radio. Hold on one second. Can I play the drop? I can't play the drop.
So
it's all right.
Let me answer your question very professionally.
Go ahead.
With the cannabis industry, bro, I came up and my eyesight is very bad. Like, I actually have like pretty decent whatever eyesight. I need glasses. But I smoke a lot of
weed.
I
wear contacts.
I smoke a lot of fucking reefer. So the reefer balances my eyesight. And, like, I'm just thankful I can, you know, actually be, use something to be medicine other than, like, a pill or whatever, bro. And, you know, I'm not really for that. So I've been trying to eat more vegetables. And the marijuana, you know, helps me with my appetite and it helps me recover when I do work out. And then I know there's a lot of clinical research in CBD. I've been doing it all by myself, looking up a lot of research and, you know, being able to be in the like laboratories and all those facilities where stuff is being made. It's dope to understand that it's actually a chemical composition and, you know, you can add it to different supplements in life and it'll go forward and be progressive to helping somebody who doesn't want to maybe inhale or smoke.
What do you think is going to happen?
I think that
with marijuana within the country.
I think that the cream game is going to run everything, bro. I'm not going to lie, like rubs and all that, like good smelling rubs, CBD gum, like all. I think CBD is going to have more power over marijuana because of how legal
it is.
Because
of the medical?
Yes, and how legal it is. I think that people are going to be more interested in the more legal part. Like, you know, it'll be easier to bring it. Like, I can make a CBD toothpaste and sell it in Walgreens, which is all going on. Like, I have a whole bunch of lines I'm working on right now. So, you know, you just expect a lot from the boy.
I think once the CBD hits, it's all just going to hit. They're not just going to stop at the CBD.
They're not. But, you know, it's the...
Because guess what? It takes the weed. You got to grow weed to get the CBD.
But look, it's going to take so long for everything else to catch up.
And why would they not grow good weed?
Why would In-N-Out
And why would sell, they not sell the
why,
buzz? The,
why would In-N-Out sell chicken patties? They don't.
But they're growing weed to make CBD. They're going
to
sell good
No, you
buzz.
Don't grow weed to get CBD. You grow hemp to get CBD. Hemp and cannabis plants are different. One is the psychoactive plant, which is the THC one, and then the non-psychoactive one is the CBD.
Okay.
CBD is the, it helps with a lot of dope stuff, bro. You know, like as a relaxer after you work out, bro, for real. Like you could be like going to the gym every day and then getting a CBD balm and rubbing it on your like legs and like your like sore muscles and feel rejuvenated the next
shout
day.
Out
I do it myself.
Shout out one of the Purple Haze Properties vendors, Smart Weed, all connected. We affiliated. Tokes and Soaks, shout out to Ashley. Yo, she's got the bath bongs that do exactly that. And drop them in your bath, and they start to CBD that ass.
That's the best shit, bro. Else. Look, you just chill. You just chill and get some CBD rub going on, and you smoke, and you put a robe on after you work out. That's a good day.
Yeah.
That's a good ass day.
Yo,
bro.
Hold up. Let me get some of that CBD hair stuff, man. You got long hair. I need to let my hair grow.
I got you, bro. Shout out to J-Ro from the Licks.
Oh, yeah.
He got the fucking best oil, bro. I put that on my weed, bro. I did some extra shit the other day, bro. I was barbecued. Look, this nigga gave me some THC oil, right? I was like, ugh. I sauced up some weed I had. Ugh. Ooh, ooh. And then I had some THCA isolates. And then I had some CBD, 99.8% isolate. And then I had some fucking wax. I had some shatter. Some Cali Plug Fruity Pebble shatter. And then I had some, whatchamacallit as well. I had some fucking... I had some resin. I had some live resin.
Damn.
And I
doing it up.
And I put the oil on the on the plate. And then I had a line of wax, and I rolled it in everything, and I rolled that. And after I put it already in the weed blunt, and I smoked it with sauce with more oil in the blunt.
And did you stay awake?
I smoked two of those. I smoked the backwood, and then I smoked a Dutch of it. The Dutch was very juicy. It was a juicy blunt. It was very awesome.
A lot of people were a fan of backwoods. I only like a backwood if I'm putting like a ton of weed together. Otherwise, I don't like smoke or rolling a backwood. It's got to be real thick. Otherwise, people can just have a thin backwood. I'm done.
Fuck your thin backwood. We smoke backs.
Otherwise, I prefer...
A paper.
I prefer.
I'm smoking
a hemp wrap.
You smoking a hemp wrap? I like that though, man. That's dope. But I like paper, bro. I'm a paper boy. Get into the bag. Put on some
I don't know. Go ahead.
Hot dog, hot dog. Hot... Play some Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. Nah, I'm fucking with you, bro.
I would never.
Special delivery. Song. Look, I'm gonna tell you to play some shit. Special delivery, some New York shit.
I got an old school song. It's good smoking shit. What you know about Curtis Mayfield?
I know we take some impressive bong rips. I'm on the radio here to this freestyle. I'm going crazy, my hair looking wild.
Daddy, I'm that nigga in the alley. I'm ooh. Your doctor when ooh. You need. Won't you ooh. Go have some weed? You know ooh. Me, I'm your ooh. Friend. Your
that shit's tough.
I'm your pusher, man.
This is some real. I'm about to wear my motherfucking suit. About to give me some money today. Shout out to all the beautiful women out there. We love you. You feel me? Keep doing your thing.
Bow wow. See, that's that old school. Music doesn't sound too much like that anymore. It'll get there though, you know, in due time.
Slowly it will climb up the mountains.
It's your boy Jason Brown on Purple Haze Radio, Dash Radio. I got my boy Julian Broadus here. Woo-hoo! Chilling with us. Yo, my man, we only got a few more minutes on this set because we're only doing a 40-minute set. Like I said, 4:20 a.m., 7:10 a.m., 4:20 p.m. on your way home to Wizard. To home from Wizard. My bad. Clearly, we're blazing. Clearly, I let the music stop. Julian.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for coming through, man. Anything else that you want to say that you got going on that you want to let us know? Where can people find you at, yo? What's your Instagram?
Instagram.
Get into the microphone while you take after you take that bong hit.
Instagram, Corey Broadus, CorrieBroadus.
Say it again.
CorrieBroadus. Oadus.
What you got coming up next, bro?
So right now I'm working on my project 6. It's a representation of me. Realistically, I was born June 18th, which is the 6th month of the year. And then I was born on the 18th, divided by 6. Bow, you know, bow.
Okay, so you birth. Got... You're doing, you adding, you doing some
album art coming this
some,
week.
Some
EP art coming this week.
Sacred geometry here, it sounds like. Yo, we got Julian Broadus.
Legacy
Show. Jason Brown, a.k.a. JB3. You listen to Purple Haze Radio, powered by Dash Radio. Yo, thank y'all for listening. Checking in next Wednesday, first thing in the a.m., 4:20 a.m., 7:10 a.m., 4:20 p.m. on your way home from work. Let's get it. JB3, we out.
And we out of here.